Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vito Giglione, Northeast Seafood Coalition. I have to say, as a fisherman, just trying to figure out how to justify this policy shift. If it's, I thought this was very well planned as far as it being mortality closure areas only. After all the years of trying to develop a habitat amendment, and now the last couple of years having a new tool, none of these areas have been identified by that tool. So, and all of these areas are very typical areas. They're not areas that are unique. That's why they haven't been identified to date. They're the same as the area directly adjacent to it. The only difference is there's place to catch fish there. That's the reason those were closed, mortality closures. So I'm trying to figure out, aside from political pressure or legal threats, why the agency's going down this road. The whole idea of going to trading effort controls for output controls was so that we could get access to all of the areas that were not identified as being something critical for protection. And that's exactly what this does. We're under-harvesting the haddock stock by 80% on Georgia's Bank, and we've given the entire hake line over to the Canadian border. I can't for the life of me justify us having the complication of going through experimental fishing permit paperwork that now these sectors are already burdened with a pile of paperwork that they need to do. Now, who's going to be asked to assist fishermen in designing these experimental fishing permit things? What does Tom Neese do, or what does staff do with Framework 48? I see things all heading in different directions. You've got the omnibus amendment. I thought you had it figured out fairly well. Let's allow the omnibus amendment to finish what they need to do and set all the areas aside that are not on the table for that amendment. Let them do what they need to do to finish the amendment on the fast track, and take whatever slivers are left over that aren't being talked about, and they're purely mortality closures, and open them up to the sectors in their exemption program. That's the only clear path. Once we start down an experiment, I can see that hanging us up. I can see the experimental fishing permit situation hanging the whole thing up, and now we've identified some unique portions of the ocean that don't look anything different than anywhere else. These are now the experimental fishing permit areas. You know, and until someone can justify to the agents, to the industry, why we've decided to go down this road, it just looks like giving into more of a political situation. And, you know, we're in trouble here. We got a fishery in disaster, and we've got mortality closures that are being kept closed without any justification.